Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
From the Coke and Mentos fountain makers who found initial fame via YouTube with more than 150 million views comes a collection of do-it-yourself science projects guaranteed to inspire a love of experimentation. Their book is How to Build a Hovercraft. Fritz Grobe and Stephen Voltz share their favorite projects, a giant air vortex cannon, a leaf blower hovercraft, a paper airplane that will fly forever, and many other projects. Fritz and Stephen are the mad scientists behind EP Bird, best known as the Coke and Mentos guys. Their viral videos have been seen over 150 million times. They experiment with soda and candy, sticky notes, paper airplanes, shampoo, plywood, and lots of other stuff that you have around your home, and you're just not doing really cool stuff with it. They're based in Buckfield, Maine. Half of the duo joins us this morning. Stephen Voltz, thank you very much for being with us.
Good to be here.
It's very nice to have you with us. Did you ever think that this would work out to be a gig?
Not in a million years.
So tell us a story. How did this all unfold?
Oh, my gosh. I started out years ago. I grew up in San Francisco, and there was a fabulous street performing scene when I was growing up. So I got kind of into that. I taught myself to juggle, and I did some performing on the street corners, juggling and doing magic and eating fire and that kind of stuff. And by the time I got to be about 19 or 20, I realized no one seriously can make a living at this. So I continued going to college. I went to law school. I practiced law for 20 years. And then I happened to meet Fritz at this really cool place in Maine called the Celebration Barn Theater, where I had just come up to take a workshop on a whim. And Fritz had started out on the other side. He'd started out as a mathematician. He's the son of two math professors, and he was at Yale studying math. And he decided, math, I want to do juggling. And he dropped out of Yale and became a juggler and was very serious about it. And a couple years later, he won the International Juggling Association gold medal for this amazing juggling stuff he was doing. So he and I hooked up, and we started just working on weird things together. And a friend of mine told me, as I was giving him a lift somewhere, said, have you ever heard about this crazy thing where if you drop Mentos into Diet Coke, you get a geyser? And I looked at him like he was crazy, and we were driving, so we couldn't do it. But I went to visit Fritz the next weekend, and I brought some Coke and Mentos. And we tried it, and our minds were just blown. So we had a show that night at this theater. There's a variety show that we, with our friends, and we did a little 10-bottle fountain. And the audience loved it, and it blew our own minds. And we were like, all right, tell nobody. So for 6 months, we just worked and worked and worked on weekends. I'd come up to Maine every other weekend. And what resulted was that 100-bottle video that just went crazy online. And that's really how it all started.
When you think about it, what is it about? I've watched the video a lot. So what do you think it is about it that fascinates us? And I'll ask that question more generally about a lot of the stuff in the book, which we'll get to in a minute. Of these, and you use the word amazing in the subtitle of the book, you know, these are things that we have around the house. There are things that we, you know, that we eat, that we consume, that we look at all the time, and they have these amazing possibilities.
I think that's a big part of the appeal. And Fritz and I have worked ever since we started back in 2006 doing this crazy stuff to just use things people understand and have around the house or the office or the garage. So there's no crazy chemicals. There's no order this, you know, what's some crazy formula online and combine it with this metal. It's all stuff you've got around the house, because we really find fascinating just pulling back the layers of what's around us and finding the amazing stuff that's right there. And I think that's a part of the appeal of the work that we do and the videos that we do.
Now, as far as before we get into the book, as you said, it all started from Coke and Mentos, which we should note is included in the book. What is it? And I know this is on your site as well, where you talk about the actual science of this. But what is it about Diet Coke that makes this happen? And you can ultimately then explain what happens, which is a geyser effect.
Sure. If you haven't seen it, what happens if you take a handful of Mentos mint candies and you drop them into a bottle of, we use Diet Coke or Coke Zero these days, you will get a geyser that shoots out of the mouth of that bottle that's 10 to 15 feet high. as if you'd really shake it up like crazy, but you don't have to shake it at all. And it turns out that it doesn't have to be Diet Coke or Coke Zero or Diet Pepsi. You can do it with any carbonated beverage. And the diet sodas have a little bit more carbonation in them, just a touch more. So we use those for that reason. But really, when we do them, we do 100 bottles at once, all to music and make this crazy show. And we get soaked to the skin in soda. So because we use diet, there's no sugar. And no sugar means it's not sticky. So the reason we mostly use diet is because, and the reason you should too when you try yourself, and you really should try this yourself, is the cleanup is super easy because it's almost all just water and there's no sugar or stickiness.
That's a great reasoning for it. But it also points to the fact that a lot of this for you is show, right? I mean, it is about putting on a show.
Absolutely. That's totally where we started, where we're coming from. We were looking for fun, cool things to do for the Oddfellow Theater show that night and then for the videos we put online, just to be fun and cool and have a little show. And in the process of doing that, we found ourselves really getting immersed in the science for the reason of getting a better show. And then we realized that there was a whole bunch of science behind these really cool things and thought that the combination of these really cool stunts and the science behind them was something we really were excited about.
So it is the science that separates you from, say, Gallagher.
Yes, it's a thin line, but we stand behind it.
I can understand why. And then when you think about the other stuff, where does the does it start from a scientific place, or does it start from that just moment of wonder where you say, "I wonder what happened if we did this"?
For us, it really starts at that moment of "I wonder what would happen if," and then we try stuff. And we see what starts to work, and if it starts to look promising, we sort of pull on that thread. And our ultimate goal is really, typically, a 3-minute video for the internet that's kind of a crazy thing no one's ever seen before. And it starts with a little parlor trick we might find in an old parlor games book from 1897 or somewhere on the internet. But the process of going from that simple stunt to something we put online turns out to be really methodical and scientific. And in order to, I mean, originally just to make taller geysers, we started doing a lot of just classic A-B control experimentation just in the kitchen. We'd put a bowl of different sodas out and drop different things in them and see what foamed the most and go, okay, that's the winner, let's try that one, and proceeded from there very methodically, but all for the purpose of doing this crazy show.
You have, I mean, some of the things I want to talk about, like the air vortex gun, which is basically being able to just shoot air out of a bin. Would you call it? A regular pail.
It's a big tube. If you've ever seen the toy market, it is an air Zooka. That basic concept. And in the book, we explain how you can make one yourself out of just a bucket.
That's right,
can make a really big one out of a trash can that will shoot giant smoke rings or just invisible air vortices across the room or across the theater.
Okay, so I want to get back to my original question, which was, what fascinates us so much about this stuff? Why do you think we are just drawn to seeing air come out of a bucket or a garbage can, or do things with eggs, or play with our file cabinets? These neat things that, some would say, oh, wow, you must have a lot of time on your hands, yet everyone is sitting there watching it being done.
Let me tell you, when someone says you must have too much time in your hands, we know we're on to something. And if you're ever working on a crazy little piece to show people, if they're saying that, keep digging.
Yeah.
As I said before, we come from this sort of circus street performing vaudeville lineage. And in that world, it's not unusual to spend 3 or 4 or 5 years working on 3 really good minutes, because those 3 minutes can make a career for you if you're the only one who can do that triple knife flip and catch it on a potato or whatever your stunt is. And it's that same attitude that gets us spending too much time with sticky notes or whatever. But what happens then is that if you do that, and when we do it, but anybody can do this, if you dig in that one spot, often you'll find things that no one's ever found before. If you decide to spend the next 3 days doing nothing but playing with paper clips and making sculptures, you'd probably find something that no one had ever seen before, and that gets to be some really interesting territory.
And this gets back to an earlier question of, you know, what you're able to do. But you think of things like, okay, well, here's a paper airplane. So then the next thing is to figure out how to make it go really, really, really far, right?
Yeah.
And you figure that out, and not only how to make it go really, really, really far, but have like a mass launch.
Yes. Actually, we have a method that if you see a lot of our videos, you'll start to notice we start with like this parlor trick, like a paper airplane or even a Coke and Mentos geyser. And then we try and take it to what we call that experiment one. This is our internal jargon. And then we try and take it very quickly, as fast as we can, to what we call experiment 10, which, for example, that could just be 10 bottles. And that's like just the variations you can develop with that one experiment. So for our first Coca Mentos thing, we had one bottle, and then we said, well, what can we do? And we had a little show we did that night was some shot at angles and some shot straight up, and some we did three at a time, and we did about 10 bottles like that. And if that's promising, that's sort of like a prototype, then we try and apply scale. And that's where you get to your 100 bottles, or we did a video with 250,000 sticky notes. And it's a really very straight progression. And then you get to something if you've got that really cool premise, and then you sketch it out with your experiment 10, and you scale it up, you can get something that can really blow people's minds.
And it helps if you're getting paid for it.
It gives you more time, but in the beginning we weren't, and I'm hoping people will do it even if they're not getting paid for it with whatever it is that they're exploring.
With it, you mentioned this early on when it came to the Coke and Mentos, that it actually started as sort of an urban legend. And, you know, we've all heard the thing like Pepsi and Pop Rocks. So, I mean, is that a lot of this starts from, you know, the old classic bar trick, you said parlor trick, of, this is what happens when you do this.
Absolutely. Exactly. We search the internet, we talk to our friends and friends of friends, and we get people send us ideas. And it's really bar tricks and schoolyard stunts and that kind of stuff is where we find a whole bunch of our stuff. And then some stuff comes sort of from the college science department oddity, where they've got, this is a really cool demonstration. We've been sitting here gathering dust, and we'll look at that and explore that as well.
Do you get reaction from Coke or Mentos?
Yeah, we've actually done a lot of work with Coke and Mentos.
okay, so they like it.
we happened to see some of the sales figures both for Coke and for Mentos after the first stuff went live, and it was U.S. 2-liter Diet Coke sales went up by over 5% after both of the two videos we launched that year. We've seen the spikes; it's really insane. So they do like us.
I can understand why.
I cut a deal with them before we did it.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, pick up a copy of the book. It's absolutely amazing to see what you can do. There's, 25 things in here, 20, almost 30 different things you can do, different projects, and they're a lot of fun. How to Build a Hovercraft, Air Cannons, Magnetic Motors, and 25 other amazing do-it-yourself science projects. Stephen Voltz is the co-author of the book. Stephen, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
How to Build a Hovercraft is published by Chronicle. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.